You have to Mishnayis Mesechta Orla. The first Mishnah, Hanoiteya Lesiyog Ulukheris. If you plant a tree for the purpose to use it for a siyog, it should be a fence around your field. Or else Ulukheris, you plant a tree, even though it's a fruit tree, but you plant it for the purpose of using the wood of the tree. So the Lokheris put them in Orla. Then the fruits that grow the first 3 years, still you're allowed to eat them. Because even though usually on a regular fruit tree, the Torah says the first 3 years you're not allowed to eat the fruits, but that's only if it's planted for eating purposes. But here if it's planted for the purpose of a gate, or to make wood out of it, so in such a case, you put the min ha'orla. Now, Rabbi Yossi says, Afilu omar ha'pnimi l'maychel, v'achitzan l'siyog. Even if you have one tree, and you say, the inside of the tree, those I want to use, what grows there, I want to use for fruit. But the achitzan, just the outside of the tree, that's l'siyog, that should be for a gate. So still we say, ha'pnimi chayif, the fruits that grow on the inside of the tree, facing your fields, those peris are also to eat the first 3 years, the chayif and the din of orla, the achitzan pata, but the outside part of the tree that you want to use it for a gate, the fruits that grow over there are put them in orla. We don't have this halacha that the Torah says the first 3 years of a fruit tree, you're not allowed to eat its fruits. It's also b'achila and it's also b'hano. But in these cases, it doesn't apply. Mishnah Beis. Eis shebo avasenu loretz, when Klai Yisrael first came into Eretz Yisrael, heis b'shas Yeshua ben Nun, so motzu notu, the trees that they found that were already planted from before already, Avadar it's potter min orla. Because the Pasuk says, V'chisavoyu el oretz, onetatem koleitz meichel. Now when you come into Eretz Yisrael, now any fruit tree that you plant, it has the loch of orla that we know the first 3 years you can't eat from the fruit. But the diyik is, Prat l'shem notu goyim, koidim shabos loretz. It's a dish of Josh of a Sifra. But if the goyim planted before we came into Eretz Yisrael, even though the tree is only 1 year old, it does not have the din of orla. Now, notoy, let's say when we came into Eretz Yisrael, now we planted it, whether it's Yisrael that planted it, or else even if the Goyim planted it, even after Klai Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael, so Afa Pisha like Kivshu, even though they didn't finish yet conquering the whole Eretz Yisrael, still Chayiv, this tree that's grown now on the portion that Klai Yisrael came into, right away if you plant then, it's Chayiv and Orla. And like the Pasuk says, V'chisavoyu el oretz. So we dashin misho shetavo loretz chal chiv orla alila meichel shetotum. That as soon as you come into Eretz Yisrael, even before you finish capturing it, still if you plant a tree now, you chayiv an orla. Now the Mishnah says, Hanoteyo la rabim chayiv. If you plant a tree for the purpose of the rabim to use it, it's not like a private tree. You're planting it b'mokam hefka, that whoever wants to come and take it, so the Tanakhama holds, you're chayiv in orla, like my nafkamina, it's still a fruit tree, so you're chayiv in orla. We have Yudah put, Reb Yudah says a chiddush now, Reb Yudah all the apotim in orla. Because the Pasuk says, Yilochem arelim, so Reb Yudah says, it's like a ribu yach a ribu, even rich a ribu el lamayit, teaches that if you do it for the purpose of the rabbim, such a tree does not have a din orla on it. That the rabbim, the public, has the right to come and eat from it, even during the first 3 years. Now, Hanoteya, if somebody plants a private tree for your purpose use, even though you planted in the middle of the Rishus Rabbim, or else for Yehanoch Rishonota, a guy that planted a tree, and some say it means only in a Jewish property, some say even a Goyish property, depends on the old, you know, Yesh King and Liakon, Afkim, Uduchas Eretz Yisrael, but I call upon him, if a guy plants, for Yehagazlin Shonota, if somebody steals a field, and he plants a tree in that field, or else for Noteya Basvina, somebody plants a tree on the ship, and the ship is talking about that it's a kli cheres. So therefore, we say it's yonik from the kark of Eretz Yisrael, or else v'ha'olo me'eluf, a tree that grows by itself, even though nobody planted it, just the seeds by itself fell off and started to grow. Halacha is chayiv b'orla. In all these cases, the fruit that come off this tree during the first 3 years, that's halacha of orla, that it's also b'achila and it's also b'hanor. Mishnah Gimel. Ilon shenekar, if you pick up a tree, you uproot a tree, v'yasel imoy, but the bottom base of dirt is still with the roots. or else shtofa nohor vaselimai. The river uprooted the tree, but the roots are still full of a clod of dirt. In other words, the way it is now uprooted, it can still live. So it depends. The Mishnah says depends. Im yochol lichya is pota. If the way the tree is right now, it has enough dirt still attached to its roots that it could live the way it is right now, so potter. Like, even if you replant it now, it's not called and you're planting it over again that should have a new din of orla, but rather we say it's a continuation of from before. So from before, the tree is already 3 years old, it does not have a loch of orla. But v'yimlav, let's say now the tree was uprooted, and it doesn't have that much dirt attached to its roots. And therefore, if you leave the tree the way it is, it would die out. So then, if you replant it now, chayiv, it's considered like you're planting it over again, like for the first time, then the loch is, it's chayiv in orla. What about nekar hasela mitzidoi? Let's say the clod of dirt came out from the side of the tree. In other words, part of the dirt came off from the roots of the tree. Like half of the roots of the tree you can see now. That's called nekar hasela mitzidoi. Or else oy she ziastu hamachresh. Also, somebody was plowing there with the plow, also they uncovered some of the roots of the tree, that took away some dirt from the tree. Whatever happened, the tree started to shake, somebody shaked it, and like it became like offer means some dirt, it came off the roots of the tree. So the kids are now, parts of the roots do not have any dirt on them. So it depends. Again, if the way it is right now, even though parts of the roots are uncovered, still the tree could live. So it's called a continuation. And that even though if you put more dirt on top of the roots, still it's potter, it's not considered like you're planting it over again now, so it doesn't have a loch of orla. But v'im lav, if the way the roots are right now, the tree would die. So if so, when you go and cover up the roots now with dirt, it's chayiv, yechayiv orla, it's considered like you're replanting it now, and any time you replant the tree, then it has a loch of orla that you have to start over again the next 3 years, you can't eat from the fruits. So again, if when you uproot the tree or the roots become uncovered, if it could live the way it is now, it's called a continuation. But anything you do to it, that it would stay that way, it would die. So now if you replant or do something to make it grow, it's called the new netia, and for this it has a loch of orla. Mishnah Dalet. Ilon sheneka v'nishtaya by sheris potter. A tree that was uprooted from the karka, just one root was still left over. So lochur is potter min orla. Again, we're talking about now that it's able to live from that sherish, from that one root, if the tree could still live. So again, it's called a continuation, you potter from orla. V'kama yehaya sherish, like how much does the root have to be, like to say that it's to be able to live? Ram gamli loyme mishum rebeloze ben yud ish abar toison kemachot shomitum. It has to be like a needle of a mitum, which means like the needle that the weavers weave with. So in other words, if you have the root, the length, the size, or the thickness of the needle that the weaver weaves with, that size root is enough to keep the tree alive, so therefore you'd be pota min horla. Now, Mishnah Hey. Ilon shenekar uvoy v'recha. A tree that was uprooted, but it had a brecha on it. A brecha means a branch of this tree. You, like, in the middle of the branch, you stuck it into the ground, and it started to grow from there. So this branch really now has two parts where it gets its nourishment from. This branch gets its nourishment from the main part of the tree, and it also gets its nourishment from the place now of the branch that you put into the ground, and it, like, grows from there. Now, v'hu choye mimeno, like, this branch could really live from the new planting that you did to it. In the middle of the branch, you stuck it into the ground, and it started to grow from there. So the halacha is, when the main ilon, when the main part of the bark, the main tree, gets uprooted, so chozra hazekeina lios kabrecha. This old tree now has a halacha now of orla. So it's like this, it's really a continuation. The tree first started, it was a big tree. You had a branch coming out now. Now you put the branch into the ground, and it started to grow there. Now that growing is not considered like anything, because it's still considered bottle, still part of the big tree, so it wasn't mechuyev in orla yet. But now when the big tree gets uprooted, so it has no more yunika. The whole yunika, now all the nourishment comes from this middle part of the branch that is planted. So we consider right now as if the planting right now is starting from new. So therefore, from now on, it's chayiv an orlo. Anything that grows on this tree now has a chayiv orlo. So that's the lashon of chozra hazakein elias kabrecha. The older tree now becomes that halacha like the brecha that's mechuyiv now an orlo. What about tevricha shana achashana? Like they had a tree, and every year gave off new branches, and every branch he kept on making a brecha, he kept on sticking it into the ground. The nifsaka, and then again the main part of the tree got uprooted. So moina mishosh nifsaka. We count the din orla as soon as it was nifsaka, as soon as the first tree, the main tree, got uprooted. Now we look as if it's like a new nitiya is getting its nourishment now from the middle of the branches. Therefore, it's mechuyiv an orla. That's halacha brecha. Now what about sipuk hagefanim? Sipuk hagefanim means by the vines, by the grapes. Sipuk means not that the branches you put into the ground, but you made grafting onto another vine. That's called sipuk. That you took the long vines and you grafted it onto another vine. So sipuk hagefanim v'sipuk gabi sipuk. And then that vine, you made hakova, you grafted into another vine. So afal pish of richenbaritz, even though you also stuck it into the ground, now, muta, still yishna, it doesn't have a din of orla, it's still muta. Because we say it gets its yinika from the original vine. And that's an older vine, therefore it's not mechuyiv in orla now. In other words, we say like the main yinika, the main nourishment comes from the old vine, and not from this new brecha, this new planting you're doing now to it. Rabbi Meir says, though, it depends. If it still has a good koyach, the zemuris gets its nourishment from the original vine, then tak its muta. But if it doesn't get its nourishment anymore from the original vine, but now it starts to get its new nourishment from this brecha, from this planting now, so it's considered like a new planting, and therefore tak yimachuyiv in orla. Now the Mishnah says, v'chein brecha shenifsako. We had a locha before. If the brecha is nifsako, we have the original tree and the branches you put into the ground, and then the original tree became uprooted, so it has now a loch of orla. V'hi malaya peris. Now, when the original tree came uprooted, the whole tree and the brecha is full of peris. Now, if you would pull off the peris right away, it would all be muta, because it grew beheta. What's going to be if you don't pull off the peris right away, but you let them continue grow? So, im hoisef imosayim osa. If now 1/200 grew new, so this 1/200 is like grown by Issa Orla, and the loch of Orla is not bought unless 1/200. So you have like more than 1/200 grown by Issa Orla, that makes the whole tree, it becomes also the Orla. Yeah, Mishnah Vav, Netiya Shel Orla. We have things that are growing by Orla, that means the first 3 years, or else for Shaklai HaKerem, you have growings of Klai HaKerem, Shenis Arvo Benetiyas, that got mixed up with other growths. In other words, we had one new growth here, that's orla, it's only 2 years old, but it got mixed up with a lot of other growths, that's 3 years old already, and we do not know which netiya, which one is still orla, which one is muta. Or else, klaya, kerem is also the same thing. Could be you had vegetables growing here, and at one time there was a vine growing next to it, and the vine later was taken away, but what was grown by yisra klaya kerem. And now it got mixed up with the other vegetables, so you don't know which one is klai kerem and which one is not. So the lochri is hareza loyukot. You're not allowed to pick any fruits here, any one that you have a doubt, whether it's orla or whether it's klai kerem. When they're growing, they're mechubal akaka, there's no din bitul b'roiv, you can't take off any one of them. But v'yim lochav, let's say you picked off some by mistake, or you thought you were allowed to pick them off, then the lochri is Yala Biechud HaMasayim. They're both Orla and Klai HaKerem in the Rabbanan is only bottle if it's 1/200. If you have 200 times Heter as there is Isser, then you're allowed to use these fruits. But Obuvach Lo Yischavin Lilkot, providing you do not have intentions to pull off these pears, because the Klal is Ein Mevatla Nisla Chetchila. Like if you know you're not allowed to do it and you go to make Bittel, the Bittel is not Chal. Rabbi Yossi says no. Af yiskavin lulkot, you're allowed to have intentions of pulling off these fruits,
and making a pile of 200s there, and the yala b'yechad ha-mesayim, it would become both the 1 and 200s. And the pshat from B'yaisi is Mustam Eolds, that it's only Yosem with the Rabbanan usually the klal, of Ein Mevatlan Isla Chetchila. There it's a milsud lo shchiach, and a milsud lo shchiach le goza by Rabbanan, therefore here he holds even muta le chetchila to pick off these fruits in order to have a bitul b'reif. Now Mishneh Zayin, ha'olin the leaves, v'halulovim, that's the soft branches, u'megefanim, or the juice of the branches of the vines, v'os v'hasmodar, v'hasmodar, that's the flower that comes out around the grape, is mutar b'yola. The first 3 years, these are still muta, because v'orla, it's only yosa the pre, the fruit itself, the grape itself is also not the branches or the leaves or even the flower around the fruit. Uvaravai, even the fourth year also it's muta. Uva nazir, a nazir also is muta to have enjoyment from the leaves of the vine. It's only the pre itself that it's also. However, the asurim biyashera, if this tree, this vine, was an avodah zarah, they worshipped it, then the whole thing becomes also b'hano, then you can't have any enjoyment, not even from the leaves, but from the branches. Rabbi Yossi says, ha-smoder osir. He holds the smod, that's the flower, around the pre, that's also considered like the pre, so therefore he holds it also both by Olo and by a nozir. Bifnei shu pre, he holds it's called the pre. However, the loch is not like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Eliezer Weimer, ha-maimid b'sraf orla. If you maimid, you put this seif that comes out of the tree into milk to make a gel, to make it come into cheese, the locha is also. That's also. It also has a locha or like the pre itself, so therefore it's also. Now, Omer Rabbi Yeshua B'Shua said that Shemati B'Ferish, I heard clearly that Shehamaimid B'Sraf Olim. If you use the seif that comes out of the leaves just, or else Bisrof Ikrim, the seif that comes out of the Shroshim, the roots, is mutter. That's not considered like the pre, that does not have an Issa Orla on it. What about Bisraf HaPagim? Let's say the seif that comes out of the unripe fruits, also, that's also called Osa. That's also called like Orla. If they shame pre, they have a shame pre, so the seif that comes out of it has an Issa Orla, it's also Bahano. The Mishneh Ches. And Kolkolois, that's grapes, let's say, that were hit, that were in Skalkulu, before it became a third grown. Rels v'achatzanim v'yazagim, that's the pits and the shells of the grapes. Rels v'yatemetshulhem, that you take these pits and the shells and you pour water over them, so there's juice that comes out. Rels klipe remainim, the shell around the pomegranate, v'hanetshuloi, or else the flower around it is klipi agoisim, or else the shells of nuts, the agarinum, and the pits of the fruits is asurim biola. They have a loch of orla, even though these things are not edible, but there's a new ribui that the rabbi says a toffel a pri, something that's a shame or a toffel to the pri, also has nisa orla on it. So therefore these things are also orla uvashera. Pshit, if the tree is a tree sol asher, of course it's also. Huva nozer, the same thing, these things are also for nozer, to have enjoyment from the pits and the shells of the grapes. But in mutarim b'revai, in the fourth year, it doesn't have a loch of netar revai. It's not also b'hano, because netar revai is like a loch of maise sheni, it's only something that's edible. These things are not edible, it doesn't have a loch of revai. Pihan noivlois, for noivlois, those are peris that fell off the tree before they were finished, before they're ripe, is Kula Masuras. The Maisa have all these Surim of Orla and Revai, Shalasher, Stam, because these things are edible, therefore they have all the halachas. Mishneh Tes. Rabbi Yossi says, Noiten Yichur Shal Orla, you let a plant, a Yichur, like a young growth of Orla, because the Orla, the Eitz itself is not also the Hano. So a Yichur here means a branch. So you have a branch from a tree that's only 2 years old, you have to break off a branch and replant it, even though you're having enjoyment from it, because the branch, the tree itself, is not also b'hano. V'yeinoitin egus shalolo, but you're not allowed to take a seed of the fruit of Orla and plant it, because the seed, like we had before, the klipia goisim vagarinim, the seeds, they're still also bano, they have a loch of orla on it. Mevnei shehu pri, that's considered like the pri, the yegris is the pri itself, therefore it's also bano. V'yein markivin v'kaf niyos shel orla. In other words, if you have a branch of a tree that's orla, and it has already kafnios, that's a very young, unripe dates. So l'maisel is having this orla on it. So you're not allowed to take this branch and mark it, graft it onto an older tree, because we're afraid, since the older tree does not have an issa orla anymore, we're afraid maybe with these dates will continue growing, you'll come to have enjoyment from it. And really it's also because it's orla. So therefore you're not allowed to even graft a branch that has fruits of orla on it onto an older tree. Yeah, paragabes. Ha truma, o truma smaisa shel demai. If you have truma, or else truma smaisa, regular truma smaisa that a levi takes off from his maiserishon, or else shel demai that we got from an amoritz, or else hachalav the abikurim, the also have a locha like truma, the locha is oilim b'yechad omeya. Their din bitl is, if one falls into 100 times as much as chulin, it becomes bata b'roiv. And also, m'starfim zem zeh, let's say like you have one grape of truma, let's say you have one grape of meiser, of trumas meiser, so the meiser you need now 200 to 100 times connected both of them. In other words, since they both have the same shidim, starfim zem zeh, and we don't say, let's say you only have 100 times connected one grape. No, it'll still be yosa. Since lemaisa you have two grapes here, one of truma and one of truma smaisa, them starfin, and you have to have 100 against both of them, you have to have 200 here. If you only have 100 grapes of heter, it would still remain osa. And now, v'tzarech l'horim, even in the case we have 100 times as much, that is bota b'roiv, since there's a shail of gezel kayin here, because lemaisa one grape, like is here that belongs to the Kohen, one is Truma, therefore al dini mamnis, you have to take off one and give it to the Kohen. That's called Tzarech L'horim, you have to pick off the amount of Issa that fell in. Now, ha'orla, any peris from the first 3 years, reals kilei akerim, when you have the vines, the grapes, and the vegetables growing together, is oilim b'yechad ha'masayim. Here, the din bitl is not 1 in 100, but 1 in 200. And again, m'starfim zem zeh, if you have a grape of orla and you have a grape of klarkerim, lemaisa now you have to have 400 times as much against it. It's not enough just to have 200 times. You have to have the mitzvah. You have to have now 400 against these two grapes. But v'yein tzarech l'horim, in the case where it is bottle brave, you don't have to take off anything because there's no gezel here. There's no kain like to give it to. Therefore, you just let it use the whole thing. Rabbi Shimon says no. Ain't a mitzvah. Since there are different shemas here, one is called Orla, one is called Kalei Kerem, they're two different Isurim-like, they're not Mitzdarfim. So if you have two grapes here, one grape is from Orla and one grape is from Kalei Kerem, and you have 200 grapes against them, they'll both be Mutta. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Lezer says, Mitzdarfim B'nei Tam. And if it's a question, these two grapes together give a taste into the food, in other words, it's lach balach, like you cooked it up in the tavshul. So even though one grape by itself would not give in the tam, but if two of them together would give off enough tam, then takavitzosa. Avoloi lesser. But if Lesser agrees to Rabbi Shimon, it's not mitzdarfim lesser. That means if it's yavish b'yavish, dry and dry, then we do not say you need 200 against both of them, but just 200 against either one of them. However, lemaisa the loch is like the Tanakama, that the arm and starfim zeh mzeh. Since they both have the same sheer vittle of 1 in 200, if you have now two grapes here, one grape of Orla and one grape of Klai Kerem, you're going to have 400 times as much, you have to have 400 grapes here. But you have to have 200 as much as these two are grapes.
Yeah, Mishnah Beis. Ha truma ma'aleh to Orla. That truma could be helpful in making a bitul b'roiv when it gets mixed up with orla, and the same thing the opposite way. The orla could be mitzdarif to bitul b'roiv to make truma become bitul b'roiv, even though they have different shirim. How could this be, ketzad? Ketzad like this. So truma shenoflo lameya. Let's say you have one saw of truma that fell into 100 times. So the saw of truma fell into chulin, and V'nasa hakril me'aso, like now together with this sof truma became 100. So in other words, there's only 99 of chulin, so the whole thing becomes meduma. The whole thing is also the rabbon that has a loch of truma. That's called sof truma shenoflo me'a. Now v'yachakach, after this, noflo shloisha kaben orlo. Three kaben of orlo fall into here. Or shloisha kaben klai kerem, or else three kaben of klai kerem fall in here. And it comes out now that this 100 saw is like 200 times against this shloisha kaben, because shloisha kaben is the half of a saw. So when a half of a saw falls into 100 saw, it's like 200 against it. So therefore, zuhi, this is the case, shahatruma males orlo. Like this first saw of truma that fell in here, since it became part of the chulin, it's like 100 saws now, so it goes against the orlo and it's mavato the orlo. This is the case that truma could be helpful and make an orla become bottle brave. And the orla is a truma, the same thing the opposite way also. That the orla, even though first it was not bottle, but later if it falls into truma, it could become bottle. In other words, the same taste that first a one saw of orla falls into exactly 199, therefore the whole thing is still osa, but now some truma fell in here, that lemaisa is considered you have 100 times against the truma, therefore the truma would become bottle. Mishnah Gimel. Ha'orlo mala es ha'kalayim. Sometimes you could use orlo to make a bittul for klai kerem. And the opposite way, if you have kalayim es orlo and klayim could be mabatul orlo, the orlo es orlo, peiros of orlo itself could be used to make a bittul for other peiros of orlo. Kate said, how do we have this? Poshit, so orlo shenofel masayim. Yeah, the so a bushel of apples, that was orlo, that fell into 200 times the amount of chulin. So in other words, it became both a brave. So this whole thing now is 201 saws that are mutter. V'yacha kachan afterwards noflas saw v'yod orlo. Another saw fell in here and a drop more. And now there are 200 times both the saw and the drop more because of the first orlo. Or else oy saw v'yod shaklai kerem. Or else another saw and a drop more of klai kerem fell into here. So they both become bottle, because the first orla that fell in was also bottle already, became like chulin. So zuhi, this is the case, she'orla malas aklaim, that the first orla that became bottle brave already, now can be mtarf leheta, to make bittle against this klai kerem, or else that klaim as orla, the same way, the opposite way, first klaim fell in, that was bottle in 200, so the whole thing became heter. And now, a little bit, now orla fell in, and with this little drop more, because of the first klaim, it could become bottle brave. And the same thing for orla as orla. If first one saw of orla fell into 200, so the whole thing was bottle. And now another saw of v'yoid falls in here, also would be bottle brave now, because since the first saw was already bottle brave. Now Mishnah Dalit says, Kol ha-mechametz v'ha-metabel v'ha-medame b'trumo v'orlo v'klaya keremoso. Did aloch of bittul brave. That kol ha-mechametz means something that makes the dough rise like a yeast that's made from either from orlo or from truma or from any issa klai kerem. The locher is a tosa, it's not bottle b'roiv. V'yamatavo means the tafshila, if you make something spicy, you put like spice into the food. Now the Mishnah means by truma, where they use truma, v'madama b'truma, the word madama is a little bit shver here, but it means where they use truma, you made the chimutz, you made the yeast like from truma, whereas the tavlin, the spices are from trum, whereas the orlo from orlo, v'klai kerem, the locher is osa. The whole thing becomes osa, even though it's 1 in 200, 1 in 300, these things are not arosa b'chol shu. Beishamay says, af mitami, the same thing, if this mechamit is tummy, it makes the dough tummy also, no matter how small it is. Or beisillam, beisillam says no, li'yolam meinu mitam achi hei boi kabeitza. That to mimetama the dough, if what fell in, even though the small amount of dough is tomei, as long as it's not the size of a kebeya, the size of an egg, it cannot be metama the rest of the dough. Even though it was put there to be mechametz to like make the dough rise, or is put there for tavlin and for taste, even though in hilchos yisurim matam it's not bottle, but in hilchos tum it's not choshev. Therefore, since it's less than a kebeya, it cannot be metama the rest of the dough. Mishnah Hay. Doistai ish kfar yisma, person from the kfar of yisma, hoy mitamid beishamai. He was a talmud of beishamai. V'yomer, he said that Shamati Mishamay Hazokin, heard over from Shamay Hazokin, Shama that he said, even Shammai also agreed that this halach of Tumah does not apply. If what fell in is left on a kebeya, less than the size of an egg, it cannot be metama the rest of the dough, even though it's mechametz or it's metabel. Mishnah Vov. Why was it said, the klal of kol ha-mechametz v'ha-metamel v'ha-medameya l'hachmir? Why was it said that the surim fall in when it makes chimutz and makes it rise or gives spices to it? Halach is that trum is not bottle, even 1 in 100. So now as we say this lechumra, when is this said min b'minoi? It's said by min b'mino lahachmir. Now lahokil uli hachmir min b'shein aminoi. There's a cloud that sometimes this lahokil lenient, sometimes lahachmir, that applies to min b'shein aminoi. Different minim. And Ketza, like the Mishnah Musum explained, how do we have this klal? We go lechumra by min b'minoi, and we go lohok lohachmir by min b'shein minoi. All right, turn over. That sor shel chitin shenof l'toich isas chitin. We got some sourdough of wheat flour that was fell into a dough from wheat flour, so v'yesh b'kedei l'chametz, and this amount that fell in, let's say it was truma, or it was klal, kamer, was orlo, it fell in, I can't be orlo, let's say it was klal, let's say it was truma, so v'yesh b'kedei l'chametz, this amount of sourdough that fell in is enough to make it chimetz, to make it rise, so then ben sh'yesh b'lehalas b'yechad meya, even though you have 100 times against it, or ben sh'ein b'lehalas b'yechad meya asar, even if you don't have 100 times against it. Now, even though regular truma, when falls into 100 times of chulun, it becomes bottle, but over here, since it's kedei lechametz, it's like a maimed that makes it chametz, it's not bottle. What about ein boi lahalois b'yechud meya? Let's say this type of truma that falls in into less than 100 times as much, then ben sheish b'kedei lechametz, ben shein b'kedei lechametz is also. Even if it doesn't have enough chimutz here, enough sourdough to make the dough rise, so it's not a mechamet, it's not like a maimid, still it's not bottle, because that's the klal. Every truma is not bottle unless you have 100 times against it. Now, Mishnah Zayin. Lo hokil ulahachmir min b'shein aminoi. What's the locha that it says? Sometimes we go lenient, lo hokil. Sometimes we go lahachmir. That's by min b'shein aminoi in different types. What's the case? Kegoin grisin shen izbashlu emadoshim. Different types of beans. You have beans of grisin of chulin that was cooked up with adoshim, with lentils of chulin. V'yesh behem b'noisin tam. Now let's say there's a noisin tam of the trum into the chulin. So then, ben sh'yesh behem lalas b'yechud umeyo, u ben sh'ein behem lalas b'yechud umeyo asa. Whether there is 100 times against it, whether there's not 100 times against it, doesn't make a difference. Because we hold tam kikr is asa midiraisa, so as long as you could taste the grease and the beans of truma in the beans of chulin, it's also. What about ein behem b'noisin tam? Let's say, no, you cannot taste the grease in these beans in the other beans. So in the beans of chulin, you do not taste the truma. Then, ben sh'yesh behem lahalois b'yechud ameya, or ben sh'ein behem lialos b'yechud ameya mutar. Even though you do not have 100 times against it, still it's bottle b'roif. Now that's this lakula, that ben min b'shein amino, you do not need 100 times against the truma. Here is bottle b'roiv if you do not taste it. Now, when is it said halacha that truma is not bottle, only 1 in 100? That's min b'minoi. But when it falls into min b'shein aminoi, here it's only totally a noisin tam. If you taste it, then it's aser. If you do not taste it, then it's muta. Mishneches. Sa'or shel chulin shenof l'toich isa. If you have sourdough of chulin that fell into a nisa, that fell into a dough, which is also chulin. And v'yesh b'kedei lechametz, this much sourdough that fell in of chulin has the power to make this dough rise. Now v'yachakach nofal sor shel truma. Now some sourdough of truma fell into this dough. Or sor shel klai kerem, or else sourdough from klai kerem fell into this isa. And v'yesh b'kedei lechametz, and really this amount of sourdough of truma of klai kerem would have been enough to make it rise even without the sourdough of chulin, then the locher is also. Then we say this betzek, this dough is also. Even though it's considered like zev is zegurim, still we consider it's also that the chtruma is not bottle. Mishneh tes. Sor sher chulin, if you have sourdough of chulin, sher nofala toich isa, it fell into a dough, the chimtza, and ataka made the dough rise. And we're both chulin. Yachakach nofal sor sher truma, and then some sourdough of truma fell in here, or isor sher klaya kerim of some sourdough from klaya kerim, v'yesh perkadei lechametz, and again, this amount of sourdough can make it chametz. Again, it's also. Since lemaisa now you have this amount in here, it's also. However, here Rabbi Shimon Mati, Rabbi Shimon says no, it's bottle bereif. So here the machlokes is that the Tanakhama holds it's also, because now when you have more sourdough fall in, it makes it rise even more. So therefore there is a kayach of chimetz here because of the truma, therefore it's also. However, Rabbi Shimon says it's muta, because even though a second sourdough falls in, it makes it rise more, but he holds it's only lufgam, it only makes it worse. In other words, once it arose once, it was neschames once, that's good. If it happens a second time, it only makes it worse. So it's like nice and tam lufgam, therefore it's bottle. Mishnah Yud. Tfolim, if you have type of spices. Shnayim ushloisha shemois miminechot. It has two or three different names from the same type. In other words, you have a spice here that could be of truma, it could be of orla, it could be of klai kerem. That's called, it has three different names, three different Yisurim to it. Even though it's only Minechot, let's say it's Pepolim, you have that pepper here. You could have pepper of Truma, you could have pepper of Klai Kerem, you could have pepper of Orlo. That's called Tfolim, the spices, Shnayim, Mishloisha, Shemus, of three different Yisurim, and they're the same type. Oi, Mishloisha, or else, it's from three different Minim, like you could have pepper, and onions, and vinegar. So Locher is also, that these things, that they fall into a tafshol shel heter, and they give taste into it, so the tafshol of the food becomes also, or mitztarfin, and if you mitztarf, put the two together. In other words, even though each one by itself, let's say this truma, or the klai kerem by itself, will not be enough to give a taste into this food, but since together, all three of them together, give a taste into this food, therefore they're not bottle, it's also. Rabbi Shimon says it depends. Shnai mishloish shemus miminechod. If it's one type, that's like pepper. Even though there's three peppers here. One's truma, one's klai kerem, one's olo. Or else, oy shnei minim, mi shem echad. Or else you have two different minim, a pepper and an onion. But they're both the shem echad, they're both truma. Yishno einim, it's starfim. He always knows that now it's starfim. Tirif is only the same thing. It does not ask the food, einim, it's starfim over here. In other words, either because they're different isurim, or else because they're different things, and now it's tarif, and therefore if either one by itself cannot give time into this tafshul, it'd be bottle. However, we don't hold like Reb Shimon, who let the Tanakama, that the Maisi Dizam it's tarifin, that the three minim, that this truma and klai kerem and the orla, if all three peppers fall into this food and together you taste it, the Maisi you're tasting is sir, therefore it's not bottle broy, the tafshul would be yasa.
Mishnah Yud Aleph. Sor shel chulin, if you have the sourdough of chulin, v'shel truma, you also have sourdough made from truma. She noflu l'toch isa, both of these two sourdoughs fell into a dough. Now loy v'zeh kadeh l'chametz, v'loy v'zeh kadeh l'chametz. Each one by itself is not powerful enough to make this dough rise. So in its doughful, let's say together though, they got together v'chimtzu, and they made the dough rise. So Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer says, achrach l'nan ibo, I go after the last one. In other words, if the last one that fell in was the sourdough of truma, it's also. That's the gemar dover. If the last one that fell in was chulin, it's muta. The chum say though that bein shenofal isa batchila doesn't make a difference. Even if the truma fell in first, bein basayif whether it fell in last, liyola main oisa. That they hold zev as a gerem as muta, it does not become also. Achihei bakadei lechametz. Only if the isa alone, the truma alone, is strong enough to make it chimutz. But if the yisa by itself is not enough, then he holds zev zagurim is muta, so it's bottom. The Mishnah Yudeis, that Yoezer is habira, hoye mitamide beishamai, he was a talmud from beishamai, some say birim is named v'mokom in Yerushalayim, v'yaman he said that shalti is rabbi gamliel hazokin, ayef rabbi gamliel hazokin, oye mit bishar mizrach, that was standing on the east gate, v'yaman he said like this,
that li'olam ein oiser. In such a case where these two sourdoughs of truma and chulin fill them together, it does not make the dough also achieba kadei lechametz. Like the chachamim, only if the sourdough of the truma by itself has enough power to make it chametz, to rise. But like this, if you have to come onto both together, it's taka muta, like we hold zebezagurim, is muta. Yeah, Mishnah Yud Gimel. Kalim she'sochon v'shem en tami. You have kalim. Some say it means like shoes made from leather, that you smear it, you smooth it out with oil. So b'shem en tami, the shem was tami. V'chaz v'sochon b'shem en tahor. Then after the first shem and the first oil dried up in it, then you smear it a second time with oil, and the second time the oil was tahor. Or else the opposite. Oy she'sochon b'shem en tahor. First you smear it with a shemen oil that's tahor, v'chazav esochem b'shemen tamei. Then after the first oil dried up in this leather, then you went and you put a second time oil, which was tamei. So now later when you work with this kli, we say some shemen comes out of it. So the question is, what type of shemen came out? So Rabbi Lezer says, achra harishon anibo. We say the first shemen that goes in, that's the one that really stays there. So later on when you work with this kli and use this kli, it's the first type of shemen that comes out later. So if the first shemen was tamei, the shemen now is also tamei. If the first shemen that went in is tor, the shemen coming out now is also tor. The chum moimrim, the chum say just the opposite. Achron, I go after the last oil. If the last oil that was used was tamei, it's also tamei now. If the last oil was used was tor, the shemen that comes out now when you use it is also shemen tor. Mishnah Yudalid. Soor shel truma v'shel klai akerim. If you have a sourdough made from truma and from klai akerim, shenofel upechisa, that fell into a dough. Now loy v'zeket lechamis, loy v'zeket lechamis. Each one of them by itself is not enough to make this dough rise, but v'nistorfo, together, they have the power to make it rise v'chimso, and the dough rose. So locher is also lazorim or mutu lekahanim. This dough is also for Zar to eat it, because together, Trum and Klai Kerem, both of these two are also to a Zar. So negate to a person that's not a Kohen, he's also to eat his dough. But a Mutter Lekahanim, a Kohen's not eat his dough, because for a Kohen, the Trum is Mutter. What's also only the Klai Kerem? The Klai Kerem part by itself is not enough to make this dough rise. So it's like Zev Zagurim, that's Mutter. Rabbi Shimon, Mati Lazor Mulekahanim. Shimon says, no, it's Mutter even for the Zar and Muso. It's also Mutter for Zar to eat from this dough. And this is Rabbi Shimon Lishitosa before, that he holds two different shameless anamit star from Zezer. Like, since there are two different Isurim here, the Is of Truma and the Is of Klai Kerem, you cannot put the two together. So since each one by itself is not Kabela Chometz, therefore it's bottle. Mishnah Tezvov. Tfolim Shel Truma. You have spices of Truma for Klai Kerem, and spices also of Klai Kerem. Shenof Lubagdera, they fell into the pot. Now, loy ve'elu kadei letabel. Each spice by itself is not enough to give a taste into this food, like each one by itself would be bottle. But when starf over tiblu, now together, like you have these two peppers, one is from klai kerem and one is from truma, and together they fell into this big pot, and now you taste the tam of pepper in this pot. Is also lazarim. Again, to a zar again, the truma and the klai kerem is mitzarfen, is both also a zar can eat from this. But a mutter lekahanim, a kohen's not eat from here, because a kohen is mutter to truma, so the klai kerem by itself is not enough to put a taste in here, therefore the klai kerem is bottle. Again, Rabbi Shimon matel lezor mulekahanim, Rabbi Shimon lishitosi, you also know, it's not mitzarfen, two different isurim of tevel and klai kerem, therefore each one by itself is bottle. Mishnah tezayin. Chati chosha kotche kadoshim. You have a piece of meat of kotche kadoshim, or el shapigul, a piece of meat that has nisa pigul upon it. It was a korban that the machshava was lepigul v'shas v'shchita the dalav avodas. Or else v'shal noiser, a piece of kotchim that was left over too long. Shenizbash l'im chatiches, that was mixed up, cooked up with other pieces of meat. Is also lezarim, the lochrid is also for zar to eat from it, but a mutal lekahanim, a kohen's lad eat from this piece of meat. So, in other words, there was a piece of meat of kotche kadoshim, pigul, noiser, that fell and was cooked in with other pieces. And all these three isurim together gave a taste. So negayet to a zar was also in all these three isurim, it's also. But for kain, a kain is mutati kodesh kadoshim. So therefore, even though he's also with pigul and noiser,
but the piece of meat of Pigla Naisa by itself would have not given a tam here. It's only because of the Kaddish Kadoshim, and since the Kohen's allowed to eat from it, therefore it's mutter to Kohen. And again, Rabbi Shimon Matl is Zor Mulekan, Rabbi Shimon says, no, it's mutter for both. That he holds Yisur and Nam Star from Zela there. Therefore, even for Zara also, we look at each Issa by itself, each one by itself is Botab Roiv, therefore it's mutter for Zara to eat it also. Mishnah Yudzayim. Bisar Kodesh Kadoshim. If you have a piece of meat, let's say, of a Korban Chatis, or Bisar Kodesh Kadoshim, you have a piece of meat from a Korban Shlomim, Shinez Bashu that was cooked together in Bisar HaTaiva with a regular piece of Chulun Dika meat, so also Latneim, it's also for a person that's Tomei to eat it, or Mutalaterim, but a person that's Tor, he's allowed to eat from this piece of meat. So, for Tomei to eat it, since the Tomei is also both in Kodesh Kadoshim and Kodeshim Kalim, and here even Reb Shimon would be maskim, because it's like one issa of kochim. So for Zara it's also, but it's muta for Tor, because the person that's Tor, the kochim kalim he's ladit. So it's not also tim. The only thing that's also tim is only the kochim kadoshim. Here the kochim kadoshim by itself is not enough to give a taste here. So it's only like zev zegurim. Therefore the ma'isa the kochim kadoshim is bottle, since the by itself it can't give a taste into the meat. It will be bottle bereif. Yeperek Gimel. Beged shetzovoy beklipe yola. You have a beged, a jacket, that you dyed from a klipe peels of orla. Let's say the peels of egoism of nuts or remaining pomegranates that you make dye from it. So since it came from orla, it's also banoa. So locher is yudolik. You have to burn this beged, it's also banoa. What about nisar of bacherim? Let's say this beged got mixed up with other begodim, even 1,000. Is kulam yidkul divri Rabbi Meir? Rabbi Meir says you have to burn all 1,000 begodim, because Rabbi Meir holds a beged is called a dove choshev, therefore it's not bottle. However, the chom say no, a beged is not a dove choshev, and therefore yalad v'yechud masayim. True, this first beged has an issa orla on it, but orla is bottle 1 in 200. So if you have 200 times again, this beged therefore becomes bottle broiv and it would be muta.
Mishneh Beis Hatzaveya Mole Hasit. If you dyed a thread, the length of a mole yasit, which that is, you stretch out your thumb and your first finger, the distance between them. If that much of a thread you dyed the klipi orla, again from the shells, the peels of orla, that's also bano. Now you took this thread, the aroga bebeged, and you wove it into a clothing, into a jacket. The end you do ezu, and you do not know which thread of this jacket is the iser of orla. So again, Rameyah says, Yidolek a beged. You have to burn the whole beged. He holds this size of a thread is a dove choshev, it's not bottle, those things is also by no. The chom maim, the chom say no, yala b'yechud umasoyim. It's not a dove choshev, this one thread. So as long as there are 200 threads more in this beged of heter, it's bottle b'roiv, and therefore the whole thing is mutter.
Mishnah Gimel. Ha'oireg mole hasit. If somebody weaves in a cloth, of the size, again, of this length, the length of a thread, molly a fit, from your thumb to your finger stretched out, meet semer ha bechor ba beget, from wool of a bechor in a beget. The locher is you don't like a beget, you have to burn this beget. Because the locher is the wool of a bechor is also bahano. But the Pasuk says, lo sogo is bechor tzonecho. So if anything that is, any wool that comes off the bechor is also bahano. So if you use this thread to make your beget, the beget is also bahano.
Umisar hanozir, umipetach hamor, besak, yidolek hasak.
Same thing, if you make a sack from here of a nozir, the here of the nozir also, after he cuts it off, it's also bano. The same thing, umipetach hamor, the same thing, the here of a petach hamor, that the after a rofoy, the Pasuk says also, it's also bano. So you make a sack out of it, is yidolek hasak, you have to burn the sack. Since they're both also banor, the sayer nozir and the sayer the here, the petach hamor, it's also banor.
Over mekdoshim mekatchin kolshim. There's a question now. This wool comes off a kotcher bedik habayis. Let's say you makdish the behema a kotcher bedik habayis, or else suadin a kotcher mizbeach mekatchin is also it also makes the wool is also banor. So again, if you make a thread and make a beged out of it, it's also banor. But here the Mishnah says the Chiddush is mekatchim a kol shein, even a small amount. You don't even need the size of a thread here, kamali hasit.
here even a small amount, even though it's not a davar chashuv, still it's not bottle. And the reason is because since by kochim there's a pigeon involved, so it's like a davar sheish lo matirin, since it's possible to make it heter, therefore we say afilu bielef and a bottle. Mishnah Dalet. Tavshil shebishloi beklipe orla. You have a food that you cooked up with klipe orla. In other words, you used it for the wood to burn with. That you threw in the fire klipe orla. You threw in it the shells of orla. So lochr is yudolik. The food that you cook now is also banon, and you have to burn the food. Nesaro bachemna said this food gets mixed up with other food. Yala b'yechad ha-masayim. Then it's both the 1 and 200. And the pshat from this mishnah is that the Gemara Psochem says that we hold yesh shvach eitzim bapas. Like here, when you cook, when you make the fire from the klipa orla, so the shvach, the heat that comes out of it, is also like orla. So if this heat goes and cooks up the food, we look as if the shvach of the orla is in the food. Therefore, the food is also bano. But here, it's not such a davar choshev the shvach eitzim. Therefore, we say when it comes bottle, the masayim is bottle bereif. Mishnah Hey. Tanor shesiku beklipe orla. You have a tanor that you use the fuel, the wood you burnt was klipe orla, the shells of Paris of orla, which is also banor. Now, the heat that comes up is also banor. Like we said before, we hold yesh shvach etzem apas. Therefore, v'yofo b'yes apas, you baked bread on top of this heat, is tidole kapas, you have to burn the bread. Nisova b'cheres, if this bread gets mixed up with other breads, is tala b'yechadu mesoyim. Again, like we said before, the yisoid of yesh shvach etzim bapas is not like the yisr is really called here ben. Therefore, it's not a davar choshev. Therefore, would be bottle 1 in 200.
Mishnah Vov. Mishahoyeloi chavilei tilton. If somebody had a bundle of tilton, tilton is a type of a growth, type of a bean, shoklaya kerem, that was grown in the klaya kerem. So yudokul, you have to burn it, it's also by no. What about Nisarvo Bacherim? It got mixed up with others. Is Kulam Yidoku? You have to burn the whole Tarubis. Mashm even got mixed into 1,000. Still, it's not Votel. Divu Rabbi Mei. This is Rabbi Mei Shita. And the Pshat, the Gemara says, Rabbi Mei holds that since this is sold with an minion with a count, so yields Dover Sheba Minion is ain't a bottle. However, the Chomer and the Chom say no, it's not Choshev, and therefore Yala B'yechad U'masayim. It could be Votel 1 in 200, like any other Klei HaKerem. Mishnah Zayin. Shoy Rabbi Meir Oymer, because Rabbi Meir used to say like this, that Rabbi Meir used to say like this, that Eshadakali Monis Mekadish, something that's a derech to count it, the way you sell it, you count them by selling them one by one, like I sell you 10 eggs, a dozen eggs, that's a davar choshev, that's not bottle. Mashenki and things that are not sold with a count, then it is bottle. Saspshan the Mishnah before it, Rabbi Meir holds that this klei kerem of tilton, chavili tilton, is something that's sold with a count, therefore it's not bottle. However, the chomar and the chom say no, einu mekadesh elishisha dvarim bavad. There are only 6 things that are very, very choshiv, that's not bottle. But other things, even though it's sold by a minyan with an account, still it's bottle. If you have a kiva, Rabbi Akiva adds, shiv, he says there's another thing, even 7 things. V'yeluhain, these are these very special things that they're dovah choshiv, they're not bottle. Ego is a perach, a type of a nut that comes in perach, primar bodon, and pomegranates from bodon, the chav yestumai is a closed barrel of wine. The chulfa is trodin, like the roots of the beets will grow over again. The kol seikruv, and the beet, the roots of the stalk of the cabbage. Or the las yevonis, a Greek pumpkin. These 6 things are very, very choshev. You have a kibur roime af kikra shabalabayis. Even homemade bread is also called a davar choshev. Now haroyu liol orla. If it's a question of orla, it's not bottle, it's orla. The klai kerem. What it has to do with Klai Kerem, it's also with the Yisrael of Klai Kerem. Mishneches, Ketzad, like when do we say these things, these Dovah Choshev, are not bottle? When it's Sholem, when the whole. But what about Nitzpatsu Hagoyz, let's say the nuts crack, Nitzpardu Harimonium, the pomegranates open up, Nitzpatchu Achovius, the barrel of wine are open up, Nitzchatchu Adluyim, the pumpkins cut open, Nitzporsu Akikrois, the bread is open, Yalo Bechra Mesoyim. Then they're not considered a davar choshev. Therefore, the loch would be bottle like regular klai kerem or orla. That's bottle 1 in 200. Mishnah Tes. Sofek orla. If you have a sofek, if this tree is still orla, if it's 3 years old or not. So Eretz Yisrael also. And Eretz Yisrael, a tree going in Eretz Yisrael, so this city rice over there. So therefore,
min asofik it's also. Hu besurya muto. What about the tree going in Surya? There it's a sofik. So therefore it's muta. So why? Because our Tan holds that the din of Surya is like chutz loretz linyan orla. So it's only has certain chumas midi rabbonin, but midi raisa though it's like chutz loretz. Therefore it's only sofik in the rabbonin. Therefore you go lakula. Over chutz loretz. What about in chutz loretz? Then the locher is yorid v'lakech. You're allowed to go down to a field and buy it off the person, off an ochri. Like if a guy has an orchard, you're allowed to go down to him and buy the fruit. Ubovad for providing shleyirena like it. That you don't see the guy himself pick off the fruits off the tree of Orla. In other words, as long as there's any type of a suffix to you, that maybe this pre was not picked off from the Orla tree, it's mutter mechutz loretz. Now, what about another type of a suffix? Let's say kerem not or yorik. A guy has a vineyard, and in the middle he has yorikas vegetables. So these vegetables are also with Issachar kerem. Even by the fields of Anochri also is an Issachar kerem. And v'yorik nimcha chutzla. But the guy also has other vegetables that are grown a little bit far away that he's selling. So now you have a doubt now when you buy this vegetable, is it the vegetable from the Issachar kerem, or is it the vegetable that's mutter? So it's a suffix if it's Issachar kerem or not. So locher is Eretz Yisrael also. Eretz Yisrael again, it's a suffix yisid yiraisa. You have to go to Chum, you can't buy this vegetable. Over Syria, if you buy it in Syria, that's Kibush Yochid, it's mutter. Again, our Tan holds, it's not an Issid. You're right, it's not an Issid Rabbanan, therefore the Rabbanan go lekula. Over Chutz Loretz, not even Syria, but outside Eretz Yisrael, then Yerid Velaikit. You let it go down, and Velaikit even pick it off. Over Vachla Yukad Biyad, as long as you do not pick it off with your own hand. In other words, here you're even allowed to watch the way the guy goes down and picks off this klal kerem. As long as you do not do it yourself, it's mutter. And really, it's a shalom. The gurus here, some gurus here also like the ratio. The vad, even the klal kerem, it only means that if the guy goes down and picks it off and gives it to you, as long as you have a doubt, as long as you did not see the guy himself pick it off, then it's mutter. But then, if you would see clearly the way the guy picks off the klal kerem, then it would be us even a chutz loretz. Then the Mishnah says, HaChodesh, what's the loch of the new wheat, the new crop that grows before Pesach, is also minatara b'chol makam. Any place, even a chutz loretz, mashmah does nisa orla midi yiraisa. That's the loch of Chodesh, b'chol makam. The orla, what about the yis of orla? Halocha, v'haklayim midi v'risayfim. Now, ha'orla, halocha, what does it mean it's halocha? That Issa Orla b'chutz loretz halach l'mosh m'sinai. That Orla, in other words, even though Orla and chutz loretz is not an Issa de Rabbanan, it's an Issa of halach l'mosh m'sinai, and usually a Sofik Issa halach l'mosh m'sinai is the Chumra, but here that's all part of the halacha, like we had before, that a Sofik Orla and chutz loretz is like a muta. The Aklayim, that's Nageh, the Issa Aklayim, chutz loretz, that's only Medivri Seifrim. That's a pure Medivri Seifrim. That's why the Quantal Gira says it's sad to say that Klal Kerem is more Kal and Chutz Loretz than it is Orla. Because Orla, Koponim, is called Halacha L'Mashim Sinai. Even though there's a special Halacha in this Halacha that a Sofik and Chutz Loretz, Taki is Mutter. The only thing Taki that's also Mamish Midi writes in Chutz Loretz, Al Mishnah, that's only Chodesh. Alright, we'll stop here. Slikolo Mesechta Orla.